Let's sing together that song, Is Thy Heart Right with God? Yeah. 234.
Affections been nailed to the cross with God. Countest thou all things for Jesus, but is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the temple within, is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Under Jesus' control, is thy heart right with God? Does he each moment abide in the soul? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Someone lead us in prayer, please.
Is thy heart right with God? Lord, search our hearts in these days, Lord, that we would be more like you, Jesus. That every step we would take would be closer to you. Oh, for a closer walk with thee.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, fill us with the Spirit that we would have genuine conviction, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Show us our sinfulness, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Show us our wickedness,
yes, Lord.
Create in us clean hearts.
Jesus,
we want to further your kingdom, Lord. Create in us a fruit-bearing spirit.
Yes,
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, that we would claw closer with you, Lord. That we would have genuine, clean hearts,
Jesus,
Lord. That
yes, Lord.
We would really strive for holiness unto the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But Lord, I pray that you'd actually show us what holiness is. That we'd walk with you in such a way that the community with you would just be evident, Lord. That mm-hmm. you just show us the way, Lord. That
yes,
we'd be
Lord.
More like you. In your name we pray.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that when you put your finger on something, you give us the strength by the Holy Spirit to do whatever is necessary, Lord, whether it's giving something up or somehow changing our behavior or our attitude or whatever, Lord. You give us the strength.
Yes, by your grace.
Thank you,
Spirit.
We don't have to do it on our own. We have to make the first step. You come, Lord. You help us to fulfill in your will. Thank you for that.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, let our answer be a resounding yes. Walk
yes, Lord.
Not because of what we've done, but because you've done what you have done.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all the warning and all the promises that you have given to us to make us able to walk in victory. Right. Commit ourselves to you right. for this day. As for your care and your blessing. Make us conscious of your presence in all the activities. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's a good thought in closing, right? Are we walking in victory? This is the way. Dear Father, I just thank you. I thank you again for this time that we've had in your presence,
yes.
seeking you together. And I just pray your blessing upon these that travel back home today. I pray, Lord, first of all, that you would go with them, that you would cover them with your precious blood, that your presence would fill the cars, that there would be just an awareness that, God, you have done something. You have done something for me in these days. And you are at work. In my heart. We're so thankful, Lord Jesus, again, that we can believe for one another. And we believe, Lord, that you would carry forward your work. That you would draw us closer to yourself. That you would make us holy as you are holy. And so again, we just commit them to you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I don't want to not give you an opportunity if you wanted to say something briefly. I think you should come up here, Brother Steve.
Praise the Lord. I know that we've all been hearing good things this week, been greatly blessed, and reminded of holiness. I think it can be such an abstract idea, the idea of holiness. We turn it over in our minds, we desire it, we seek it, we want more of it. Sometimes it's hard for us to put it in words. And I think we've heard words and that have helped us to formulate pictures of what holiness is. Something that I have received and been blessed by this week and reminded of is that, you know, holiness is not about a set of rules, as we've heard, keeping instructions. It certainly marks the way we live and the way we walk, but I think that's an outward result of the work that God does in us. It's a sign of the holy work that God is doing. And a picture that has helped me and blessed me is the idea that God is the source of holiness. You know, an old picture, and I think a wrong picture, is the idea that we make ourselves more holy so we can get closer to God. But it's just the opposite. And we need to get closer to God, and then we receive holiness. Holiness flows in one direction. It's from God outward. And if we desire holiness, then as we've heard this week, we just need to draw near. And that should be our focus. And if it is our focus, things we hear often, the simple things but the important things, spending time with the Lord every day in His Word, turning it over in our minds in prayer and meditating. And holiness comes from the Lord. And so we should draw near to Him. And then we are blessed, and we receive, and we grow more holy. The simplest picture, I think, of holiness is being with God. That His presence is holiness. Holiness radiates from Him. And perfect holiness is being perfectly with God. And I think we're all pointing in that direction one day. That's our hope, right? That's the big hope. That's the great hope we all have. One day to be with the Lord fully, where His holiness is not restrained in any way, that it is full and exposed, and we are not in danger or concerned, but we experience it fully, and not just sometimes, but all the time. And I've been blessed in this way, reminded of these truths, and I'm sure we all have this week. Praise the Lord.
It was a few weeks ago when we started thinking about coming to camp, that somewhere in the middle of the day, the thing about, the question about holiness, the thought about holiness popped in my mind. And it may have been because Brother Paul sent a letter, and that kind of resonated, just not immediately, just a little bit later on. But it shows that God is desiring us to come closer, because He reminds us, just out of the blue, if you wish to say that. Just like we don't even think about it, but God talks to us, and the thought comes in our head. And I say it was insistent enough that it started me to think. And then I came to camp here, and I, how do you say that, one meeting after another meeting after another meeting is building on it. And with readings and with Brother Phil explaining it, expounding on it, drawing us deeper, the Holy Spirit working in our heart, drawing us deeper. You know, it helps us to grow. That's what growth is. You know, that's really what growth is. And I'm just thankful that we had a chance to come. I think I can speak for my whole family, even the littlest one. I think we're all blessed by being here. So I really appreciate meeting many of you, some that I've never met, Sharik. It was good. We had a nice discussion on the first night at the campfire. It's just very good. What can I say? I mean, you know, we've heard testimony that people from decades ago said it was good. It's today still good. So I appreciate it.
Praise God. Well, God has given us another sunny day, and I'm going to ask Jeff to come, Brother Jeff, and I think we have some tournament winners already, right?